Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, April 11th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. The Biden administration announced this week a $110 million investment by NVIDIA, ARM, Amazon, Microsoft, and a group of Japanese companies to fund a U.S.-Japan joint AI research initiative. The announcement coincides with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida's visit to Washington this week as the two nations look to improve collaboration around artificial intelligence technologies. The push for greater research into artificial intelligence comes as the White House is weighing a series of new regulations designed to minimize the risk of AI. The Biden and Kishida administrations also confirmed bilateral cooperation on semiconductors. Japan already tops the list of foreign investors in the U.S. with nearly $800 billion in direct semiconductor investment. In his annual letter to shareholders, Amazon CEO Andy Jassy said, "Generative AI may be the largest technology transformation since the cloud, which itself is still in its early stages, and perhaps since the internet. This Gen AI revolution will be built from the start on top of the cloud. The amount of societal and business benefit from the solutions that will be possible will astound us all. Amazon lags behind its rivals in the AI race, but is trying to boost its standing with investments in companies like Anthropic and recently added former Google and Baidu executive Andrew Ng, a computer specialist, entrepreneur, and AI expert, to its board. At 12 p.m. Pacific time on Wednesday, Apple sent threat notifications to iPhone users in 92 countries, warning them that mercenary spyware attacks may have targeted them. The company wrote in the warning to affected customers, "Apple detected that you are being targeted by a mercenary spyware attack that is trying to remotely compromise the iPhone associated with your Apple ID. We are unable to provide more information about what caused us to send you this notification, as that may help mercenary spyware attackers adapt their behavior to evade detection in the future." In a race to become the regional AI superpower in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia and the UAE are building expensive desert data centers to support the technology. Data centers alone won't transform any country into an AI heavyweight, but no country can become one without them. Both Gulf countries lag Western Europe in data center capacity, but to close the gap, the UAE is planning to expand its current capacity of 235 megawatts by an additional 343 megawatts. And Saudi Arabia says it wants to add 467 megawatts to its existing 123 megawatts over the next few years. U.S. Congressman Adam Schiff of California has introduced new legislation, the Generative AI Copyright Disclosure Bill, that would require anyone making a training dataset for AI to submit a detailed report on its contents, including a summary of the copyrighted material in the dataset and a URL for the dataset to the Copyrights Register. Companies must submit a report no later than 30 days before the AI model that used the training dataset is released to the public. The bill has garnered support from several entertainment industry groups as it addresses the issue of AI models often being trained on copyrighted material without permission. Apple announced Thursday an enhancement of its existing repair processes that will enable customers and independent repair providers to utilize used Apple parts in repairs. Customers and service providers will also no longer need to provide a device's serial number when ordering parts from its self-service repair store for repairs not involving replacement of the logic board. Apple's hardware engineering chief John Ternus said the new policy will be more environmentally friendly by extending the lifespan of parts. The chair of the U.S. Senate Commerce Committee said on Wednesday that the proposed deadline for TikTok's parent company ByteDance to divest its American interest in TikTok could be extended from 6 months to 1 year. Senator Maria Cantwell said she likes the idea of extending the deadline to 1 year. My guess is that it would be a good component to guarantee success, she told reporters on Wednesday. The longer deadline would also put any potential TikTok ban well into 2025 and beyond the November presidential election. And finally, Instagram is preparing to roll out a new safety feature that will blur nudes and messages sent to minors. The nudity protections will be switched on by default globally for users under 18, with adults also encouraged to enable the feature. The new feature uses on-device machine learning to analyze whether an image sent via Instagram's direct messaging service contains nudity. Meta won't have access to these images unless they've been reported. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from L.A. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.